Good morning and welcome to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurevich. Even though the calendar says summer does not begin until Monday, with an expected high of 88 degrees today and 90 degrees tomorrow, summer is in full swing in Ohio. During the summer months, most people have swimming pools, lakes, and oceans on their mind. Today on All Sides Weekend, we're going to talk about enjoying the summer right here in your own backyard. There's no need to fly to the Pacific Ocean or drive to the Atlantic when Lake Erie is only a couple hours away, not to mention the smaller lakes and rivers right here in and around Columbus. Joining me this morning to help you plan your summer travels is Columbus and Franklin County Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley. Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
And also president of the board for Columbus Outdoor Pursuits, Dave Sessler. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting us, Annie. Amy.
And also on the phone, we have Scott Carpenter. He's the founding board member for the Lake Erie Coastal Ohio Trail, and he's the spokesperson for the Toledo Area Metro Parks. Thanks for joining the show, Scott.
Good morning, Amy.
And let's just start with Scott, because when I think of summer, I think of the beach, and we can enjoy the beach by just heading up north and enjoying Lake Erie. Scott, tell us about what the Lake Erie Coastal Ohio Trail organization is.
Sure. I wish I was on the beach myself right now. The Coastal Ohio Trail is a marked trail. It's called the Lake Erie Coastal Ohio National Scenic Byway, and it's a marked trail covering the entire 240-mile coast of Lake Erie, and it follows the closest route to the lake, so you can follow the signs and just wander if you'd like. And then there are resources because it is a national scenic byway. You can go to places like AmericasByways.org and you can find out more information.
Okay, and so you were highly involved being a board member for this trail organization. You were highly involved in getting it. Were you involved in getting it declared a scenic byway, or just like the upkeep of it and keeping it nice and pretty?
No, we were more involved in establishing the trail,
mm-hmm.
And creating it as a kind of a framework for then local visitor bureaus and sites and attractions to work off of it and hopefully find ways that they can work together to promote the shoreline as a region, as a destination.
And you also do a lot of writing about Lake Erie in general. You're the author of a book called The Lake Erie Journal.
That's right, yeah. The predecessor to the National Scenic Byway was a state marked route called the Lake Erie Circle Tour. And in 2002, I wrote Lake Erie Journal, which was a guide to the Circle Tour. So, and the Circle Tour is still in place. Most places, it's the same route as the National Scenic Byway, but the Circle Tour follows the closest state road, not the closest road to the lake. So the byway is a little more inclusive.
Okay, and so the scenic byway actually just runs basically right along, like I looked at a map before the show started, and it runs right along the Ohio border, right with the water, right?
It does, yeah, and it is on the state map now, and it will take you to really all of the most scenic routes nearest to the lakeshore.
Okay, and just for our listeners, you mentioned this. So the website to find the Lake Erie Lake Erie Scenic Byway is byways.org, right? You go there?
Correct.
And you can also find it by going to lakeeriebooks.com, which is your website, right?
That's mine, yes.
Yes.
And then each visitor bureau and, you know, of course, along the lakeshore is a gateway to a whole bunch of, you know, other attractions within those particular regions.
And just to help our listeners out, you can go to wosu.org/allsides. You'll be able to find byways.org with a direct link to the Lake Erie Coastal Ohio Trail. And then we'll also have a link there for lakeeriebooks.com, which is Scott Carpenter's website. So, Scott, tell us, just pick one. I know there's hundreds that you can talk about with Lake Erie being a 700-mile journey around it. Pick one place if someone, maybe Saturday's supposed to be sunny and hot and, you know, all of that. One place for someone to go and just enjoy the water.
Sure. Probably if you haven't done it before, probably the ultimate Lake Erie experience, in my opinion, would be to head to the islands, which are kind of unique to Lake Erie as far as the Great Lakes are concerned. But Put-in Bay, there are other islands. Put-in Bay is on South Bass Island, but there's Middle Bass and North Bass, and Kelly's Island. And I always, in my book, I describe Put-in Bay as Lake Erie's party girl and Kelly's Island as her shy sister, because Kelly's is really a lot more subdued, and lots of neat history to see and nature, but also fun places, nightlife on all of the islands. And it's just kind of a really well-rounded experience. It can be a nice getaway with the family or a nice getaway from the family. You can kind of make it what you want.
Okay, and I'm sure we'll be touching on more parts of Lake Erie as we move along here with the show. You're listening to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurevich, and joining me, you were just listening to Scott Carpenter of the Toledo Metro Parks, and he's written a lot about Lake Erie in Ohio. We also have Columbus and Franklin County Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley and Dave Sessler with Columbus Outdoor Pursuits. And we want to hear from you. What's your favorite summer activity in Ohio? 614-292-8513 or emails to allsides@wosu.org. And Dave, for our audience who doesn't know what Columbus Outdoor Pursuits is, or maybe they've heard of it, just tell us a little bit about your organization.
Columbus Outdoor Pursuits is a volunteer-based outdoor education, outdoor activities group. We have about 2,800 members. We have a newsletter that comes out monthly, both online and to members in the mail. We have activity programs in climbing, backpacking, cross-country skiing if it were winter time, bicycling, whitewater, flatwater boating. We have weekday programs primarily for bicycling, mm-hmm. for people to ride after work or sometimes during the day if we have a volunteer leader for that. And we have one day, multi-day, weekend, and longer programs for those that have more time.
Yes, I know that you do winter activities, but I think that this time of year is kind of your when your calendar is just absolutely full. I looked at your calendar, and you just have a lot of events going on.
Yeah, this is our biggest season.
Mm-hmm. The best time to be outside in Ohio, right?
Most people feel it's the best time to be outside, although some of the skiers might disagree.
Right, right.
But, you know, the bulk of our membership are involved in cycling, so the bulk of our activities listed are in cycling, but we have things going on a lot of our other activities too.
And can you just tell me about one of your biggest activities is called the Great Ohio Bicycle Adventure, and it starts tomorrow. So if anyone's interested in it, they can't sign up. They'll have to wait till next year. But
yeah,
tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a little late to sign up for that this year. The director would be very upset with me if we said he could allow that. The Great Ohio Bicycle Adventure, or GOBA, was created to provide a family-oriented week-long tour that would travel in different parts of Ohio. It's a loop trip.
Mm-hmm.
What you get for registering for the tour are, you know, obviously the routes. They arrange for a place to camp, and they have trucks to haul people's gear. They have shower trailers that travel to each of the different overnights. And the route travels 30 to 50 miles a day, typically. They move the route every year, so every year you go, it's going to be a different ride, even if you've been doing it for 20 years. They may revisit some of the same parts of Ohio, but, you know, you're going through rural roads, small towns. The GOBA arranges with the small towns to encourage local groups to sponsor dinner and breakfast opportunities for people to eat, because a lot of these small towns don't necessarily have eating facilities to handle mm-hmm. 3,000 people.
3,000 people, dude?
Yeah.
Wow.
Full registration is about 3,000 people.
Okay. So it's the Great Ohio Bicycle Adventure. This year it's from June 19th through the 26th, and so obviously it starts tomorrow, so it's a little late to sign up, but maybe that's something you can check out for next year.
Yes.
Your website is outdoor-pursuits.org, right?
Yes. Or they can also go to goba.org if they want to go to GOBA directly, but it's links.
Okay. Well, and we'll talk a little bit more about more things that Columbus Outdoor Pursuits does as we go along. And now, Columbus and Franklin County Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley, tell us something that's going on this weekend in a metro park that you were just so excited about.
Coming up this weekend, I would go out to Blended Woods, and I would head to the Monarch Mansion.
Oh, butterflies, yes.
And that would allow you to get a heads up on what you can plant in your garden to track butterflies. And also see the different stages that the butterflies are in, whether they're full butterflies yet or if they're in their chrysalises.
And when is the peak time of year to
for butterflies? Is it now or is it July?
They've arrived now, a few of them. But right now the naturalist really needs a lot of help collecting some of the stuff from the milkweed patches. So if you have the time this weekend, I'd head over there and she'll put you to work collecting the cocoons and the different types of things for the butterflies.
Oh, really? So the public can just say, I want to help?
Oh, yes.
Really?
She's scrounging the park and she'll send you outside the park or someplace else.
Well, that's kind of exciting to be able to do that. Is there anywhere else to see butterflies, or is Blendon Woods the main location?
Blendon Woods is the only one because that naturalist has been doing it for about 20 years, but that's a great place to go. You can see butterflies in all the fields in the metro parks, but if you want to get a little education on them, that's the best place to go.
Okay. And I think that you told me that the staff is going to have some tips on how to make your yard a butterfly habitat, how to attract them to your yard.
Right. If you go into the little monarch mansion, you'll see the different milkweed that you need. She'll talk a little bit about lilac bushes, thistles, and just the different things that you can just do in your own backyard to get not just monarch butterflies, but other butterflies on board.
Okay, so the Monarch Mansion is at Blendon Woods, and more information about that at metroparks.net, right?
Yep.
Metroparks.net, yes. Okay.
But you have to, with ours, you have to put in the www.
Oh, okay, www.metroparks.net. Yep. Or you can go to wosu.org/allsides, and we'll have a link there. We're going to have to take a short break. You can call 614-292-8513 or send an email to allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page. We'll be back with your calls and emails in just a moment and talk of summer in Ohio on All Sides Weekend on WOSU 820. NPR News. Start your day with local updates from the award-winning WOSU News team.
What's the mood like there today?
What do you think? We're the first store in Ohio to sell a Powerball winning ticket.
Do you have any, by any chance, know who the winner is?
No, I don't. I just hope it's a good people and they do good things with it.
Hear the latest in local and national news with Morning Edition on WOSU 89.7 FM.
You're listening to WOSU 820 NPR News and All Sides with Amy Jurevich. She's talking about where you can go for outdoor travel and excitement in Ohio. And you should definitely do it for this weekend. Sunshine today with a high of 88. Currently, it's about 77 degrees. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, high around 92. A chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. But Sunday is looking very, very nice. Sunshine with a high around 85. And now we'll get back to more outdoor pursuits here on WOSU.
Welcome back to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurevich. This morning we are talking about enjoying the great outdoors right here in your own backyard this summer. In the studio is Peg Hanley, spokesperson for the Columbus and Franklin County Metro Parks, and Dave Sessler with Columbus Outdoor Pursuits. Also on the phone we have Scott Carpenter, who is the author of Lake Erie Journal. 614-292-8513 or emails to allsides@wosu.org to join the conversation. And we have Nilly on the line. Nilly, what is your comment about travel?
Hi. I travel mainly in Ohio, and I like the website vegohio.com because it tells me where I can get food that is free of salmonella and E. coli and carcinogens. And I would also like to say that if anybody wants to travel around Ohio, please select the many places that are picketing the regime's prosecution of the war in Afghanistan, which kills many people and animals.
Okay. And you also mentioned to our call screener that you wanted to talk about a website called happycow.net.
Right. Happycow.net is an international website. The vegohio.com is all Ohio vegetarian, vegan, and fruitarian restaurants.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that information.
Thanks.
Thank you. And we also have Duval on the line to talk about his favorite getaway. Duval, what is your favorite place?
Well, I really enjoy going up to Sandusky near Putnam Bay because it feels so much different than anything near the Midwest area, especially with the lake and really the amusement park and even those islands where you can only drive golf carts.
Yeah, and I think Scott would have a few things to say. So, Scott, the idea that up north, the northern part of Ohio, is more than just Cedar Point, right?
Yeah, well, Sandusky is a terrific gateway to a whole lot of fun. You could spend a week, really, and build a vacation around Sandusky by going to, of course, Cedar Point, but, yeah, the island and the beautiful nature preserves right around Cedar Point as well, like Old Woman Creek and Sheldon's Marsh. These are some pretty neat places to really see the character of Lake Erie. Old Woman Creek, you can see Lake Erie, a real naturalistic beach, the way it used to look. You can find really pretty groomed beaches, of course, right there at Cedar Point and the other resorts. So Cedar Point or Sandusky is a great jumping-off place.
And Duvall, tell us a little bit about being on the golf carts rather than having your car. What do you like about that?
Well, I mean, it's just so different because you can go through all the, you know, grape vineyards and stuff like that, and the kids find it really entertaining, and it's so awkward that you're driving on the roads with just a golf cart and everyone's doing it, and, you know, it's really fun.
Awkward in a good way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
And Duvall mentioned, Scott, he mentioned wineries, and that's a big part of tourism up in northern parts of Ohio.
I missed part of what you said, Amy. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying that Duvall mentioned wineries as being a great thing to travel to. So wineries are an important part of northern Ohio.
They are, all across the Ohio Lakeshore. But right there in the Sandusky area and on the islands, of course, there are wineries. And then also the northeast corner of Ohio is our real grape belt. Geauga County, Lake County, that's between Cleveland and the Pennsylvania border is wine country. So there's a whole mini tourism industry spun off of the Lake Erie trail just around the wineries.
Okay, and then during the break, Peg, we were talking about how July is National Recreation and Parks Month. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that since July is right around the corner?
Okay, National Recreation and Parks Month is 30 days of celebrating the importance of parks. But for me, the great thing about July is it's picnic season. And picnicking says everything to me about summer. I mean, I just encourage everybody to just pack a picnic lunch. The lady who called previously, you know, she could bring her veggie burgers and I would bring my hamburgers and I'd head to Blendon Woods, as I mentioned, or Slate Run and just get, you know, your extended family and cook out, eat potato salad. And, you know, some of us afterwards may want to loll around on the grass, but we got some great trails to hike if you want to get a little aerobic exercise in. So that's a little, you know, something to do in July.
And picnicking, I'm sure that any metro park is perfect for picnicking. Is there any one in particular? You mentioned Blendon Woods. Would you say I've picnicked at High Banks, but, you know, there's lots of them.
High Banks is one of our busiest parks, so mm-hmm. I would encourage folks to go down to Slate Run near Canal Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
After your picnic lunch, you can go over to the farm and maybe help with some chores on the 1880s farm. Chestnut Ridge is really, really remote, and you're liable to get a great picnic spot, you know, under a shady tree and then take a walk, up along the hillside along the Appalachian Trail there.
Yeah, and you mentioned to me that at Slate Run, there's a farm there, and you can help the farmer with morning mm-hmm. chores. That was just funny to me that you can just say, hey, I want to help.
If you want to help, the pigs are getting a little bit big right now, and there's nothing like slopping a pigsty out if you haven't experienced farm life.
I'm learning so much. You can go and help the butterfly keeper if you just want to walk up and say, I want to help you. You can go and help the pig farmer.
and we have other things besides pigs. We had some little baby ducks that were born last week, and they're cute to see. And then we have those giant Percheron horses. So that's a special program that kids can sign up for. Where they help the farmer drive the horses, and that is just fun to get behind an old plow and, you know, plow one of the fields up. And if you're a little bit more domestic, you can help the farm ladies cook a little bit. So I think that's great.
Wow, that sounds like a fun day. So that's at Slate Run. and Slate Run Farm. So if you just go to Slate Run Park, you can find the farm pretty
easily.
Okay. And speaking of picnicking, which we were talking about, Dave, I know that your organization does a lot of work with backpacking, so I'm sure that you can pack a picnic and go backpacking. Can you tell us a little bit about your beginning? You have a beginning backpacking school?
Yeah. Every year, at least once a year, sometimes more, we have a beginning backpacking school to orient people who haven't backpacked and maybe really haven't camped much at all, but the basics of equipment, how to find your way through the woods on a trail system where you haven't been before, kind of things to be aware of as far as risks that you need to manage of being out and about.
How do you sign up for that? Is that something that you have to be a member of your organization or can
No. We always encourage people to be members, but our programs and activities and schools are open to both members and non-members. So they can either pick up a newsletter at many bike shops in Columbus. If they're a member, it's probably already mailed to them. Or they can also go to our website, outdoor-pursuits.org, and click on the backpacking page, I believe, to find out more about signing up for the backpacking class or current and past newsletters.
Okay. And I know that one thing that's very important whenever you do your backpacking school is talking about the idea of leave no trace. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. There's a lot more people that want to go out and use the woods that we have left than is necessarily healthy for it if we don't all minimize our impact on the environment. So we're looking at people staying on existing trails, even if you get somewhat muddy. Avoiding the mud holes just makes the mud holes bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Taking your trash out when you go, when you're camping at night, use existing campsites, use existing fire rings, using woods that's deadened down already.
Mm-hmm.
Taking your trash, taking as much as you can of your garbage with you.
Okay.
So we're looking to minimize the trace that each individual user leaves behind to provide a better experience for the next person.
And Peg, I'm sure that's something that's important to the Metro Parks too.
Right. We even have a park where we don't have any trash cans in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take it with you.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a cash and carry. You know, pick up your trash and take it with you, so you will not find a trash can in that park.
Trash and carry. There you go.
Trash and cash.
Okay. So the I know I've seen signs in the Metro Parks, you know, clean up after yourself, and that are most people pretty respectful of the Metro Parks?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Okay. And Dave, let's talk about boating a little bit. I know that that's your passion and your interest. What kind of boating trips do you do in Central Ohio?
Most of the things that we do in Central Ohio are, given the geology that we have, are going to be basically flatwater canoe trips or recreational kayak trips on many different creeks and rivers. We do have our own fleet of boats for canoes and recreational kayaks for giving classes and for our trips. So if people are participating with those, you don't necessarily have to have your own boat to participate in an event with us. There are also several areas in Ohio that have canoe liveries. You know, the local giant, of course, is Trapper John's on the Darby.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's still a livery on the Scioto just south of Columbus. And if you go out farther afield, there's the big industry on the Mohican and on the Little Miami. Also on the Hocking south of Lancaster, there's a nice livery. And it's a nice stretch of river to paddle down there.
And I know you offer just a lot of trips. You have day trips and you have after work excursions along with weekend trips.
We have a weeknight paddling program basically for people that have their own boats and a little experience, and Wednesday night paddles.
Okay.
They're in different locations led by different people every week. So look in the newsletter to see where it is and call up the listed trip leader if you have questions.
Okay. And Scott, let's talk a little bit about canoeing and kayaking along Lake Erie. I know there's a lot of places, you know, that you can rent kayaks or bring your kayak. I know that that's an important part of sporting in Lake Erie.
Yeah, and small boats, paddle sports have become really popular in recent years. The Erie Metro Parks, I believe, just opened last year a waterway trail. So you can get a map from there and follow the trail so that you can explore things along the shore by canoe or kayak. And then out on the islands, too, it's also popular.
And I also wanted to ask you, Scott, about I saw on the Byways website, I was looking at the Lighthouses tour that's offered. So there's actually a specific tour set up, and you can travel along it and see different lighthouses in different areas along Lake Erie.
There is, yeah. On our website, you can, I think, download or at least request a brochure that'll take you to all the lighthouses along Lake Erie, like the Marblehead Light in Marblehead. That's on the opposite side of the bay from Sandusky, so that's all right there. Fairport Harbor up in northeast Ohio, the Toledo Lighthouse, Toledo Harbor Light. There may be some you're not aware of, too.
Okay, and you also have other tours that are set up for you where you can actually learn about the War of 1812 and visit different historic sites and museums as well.
That's right. Yeah, there are these like spur tours off of the main route that'll take you, like you said, to War of 1812 sites. Over here in the West End, in the Toledo area, we've got to tie in my Metro Parks, my day job.
Sure.
We've got an Oak Openings loop that takes you through a region called the Oak Openings. It's probably 20 or more miles from the Lake Erie shore, but it was the historical shore of Lake Erie when the lake was much, much bigger centuries ago. And you can go there and see sand dunes in the woods and see the remnants of where the lake used to be.
You're listening to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurovich. Joining me in the studio is Peg Hanley with the Columbus and Franklin County Metro Parks, Dave Sessler with Columbus Outdoor Pursuits, and you were just listening to Scott Carpenter. He's the spokesperson for the Toledo Area Metro Parks and a founding board member of the Lake Erie Coastal Ohio Trail, a scenic byway. And we are also taking your calls, 614-292-8513, or emails to allsides@wosu.org. Where is your favorite place to enjoy summer in Ohio? Or is there a destination you've never been to and you'd like to ask our panel about it? And we have Annette on the line. Annette, what's your question or comment?
I am interested in the zip line canopy tours. I think they're in Hocking Hill.
Oh, they're great.
Okay. Peg, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I did that about 2 years ago when they first opened. There's about 10 different zip lines that you can do.
Yeah.
I recommend, I've only been one season, but when I went, it was fall, but right now it would be just great with the trees leafing out. You don't have to have any special skill. They'll train you. It takes about 2.5 hours, and then you end with a real short little rappel going down. But those folks there are fantastic. They're greatly trained, and it's just down the road from Clear Creek Metro Park. So you may want to stop visit one of our metro parks after you're done.
Okay. And Scott or Dave, have either of you ever been on the zip line tours at Hocking Hills?
I've not been on the zip line tour, but I have done vertical rope work in southern Ohio before. It's a nice area.
Okay, good place to be roping or be ziplining.
Scott, here's a very I have an aversion to heights, so that wouldn't work for me.
You'll stay down on the lake and in the water.
Stay down on the beach. Yeah.
Okay. And Annette, did you want to add something?
Yes. Do you stop along the way? Are there certain places that you stop?
You stop in the treetop.
Ah, okay. So it's like a station.
Right, yeah, you're actually up in the trees. You never get down. I mean, you just go you're bouncing from one tree to the next tree to the next tree.
That sounds really great. Wow. Okay. Well, Annette, are you going to check that out now?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for your call. And we also have Mary on the line. Mary, what's your comment or question?
Comment is that because of gas prices, we're – am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
I could hear
All
voices.
Right. No, that's okay.
We're planning on taking our family vacation up to the islands. I lived on Bayshore Road in Marblehead Peninsula, but I recall my single days and going to Put-in Bay. What goes on at Put-in Bay stays in Put-in Bay. But now I'm taking two 12-year-olds and I'm trying to decide if we're going to go to Kelly's or Put-in Bay. Or prices are a little high, hotels, but we're probably going to do this.
Peg, you wanted to say, you're saying go to Cali.
I grew up on the lake, and you know, if you don't maybe want to take the ferry over, you were talking about cost, there's some great places on Lakeside.
Right, right there in Put-in Bay, on Port Clinton, and grab like Miller's Ferry.
Oh no, if you didn't want to go across to the lakes, Lakeside has some great cabins, and that would, you know, cut down on the cost of taking the ferry over.
Sure. Do we need passports to go to Pelé Island?
Depends on what shore of the Pelé Island.
Scott, do you know that?
Yeah, Pelé is in Canada, so I believe you do now.
You do.
Oh yeah, yeah. You would need a passport to go to Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Customs office in Sandusky where you launch to go to Philly. So you do have to go through customs and have a passport.
Sure.
Point Peg though, because yeah, Lakeside's a wonderful option. And don't forget bed and breakfast inns also.
Sure. Yes. Yes. And what are the shorelines? I should say the beaches. Like for two 12-year-olds to swim in, is the water safe?
Yeah, there are advisories posted when it's not. I believe they are all clear at the moment. Maumee Bay State Park, and I should mention our state park lodges as well.
Right.
But Maumee Bay State Park has a wonderful Lake Erie beach over here in the West End, or a Cleveland Lakefront State Park over in the Cleveland area. So
right.
Don't forget about our state park.
I just wanted to say something that I chuckle at today is when I lived on Bayshore Road on the peninsula, I rented a small house, a very small little nothing place. It had a quarter mile long driveway, but my rent was $25 a month and $75 in the summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Either really small place or someone was making a mistake.
It was a little house. No, actually, if I had any brains, I'd have bought the place because it's probably worth a fortune now.
Probably.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mary.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And, Scott, I know that you have to leave us soon. So before we take our break in a couple of minutes, I wanted to give you the last 2 minutes to have the last word. Tell us a little bit. Tell us something that you would just love for people here in Columbus to know about Lake Erie, somewhere they should travel to if they've never been.
Overall, I'd like to say that Lake Erie is world class. I mean, it is one of the best bird watching and fishing and boating destinations in North America. So those are the activities that draw a lot of people here. But spend some time and get off the beaten path and look at some of the small towns. If it's a place you've never heard of, go there. You'll find loads of character and come experience a little bit of what life's like up here on Ohio's North Shore.
Tell us a place we've never heard of.
Let me think. I would go to like Middle Bass Island.
Okay.
Because everybody's heard of South Bass. You may have even been there a million times. You know, going to Put-in Bay. But hop on over. There's boats that'll take you over there. There's a really neat place in the Put-in Bay Harbor called Gibraltar Island, and it's an Ohio State campus. It's home of the Stone Lab of Ohio Sea Grant, and they do offer programming there more and more. So check that out. You could probably even find that through your university resources right there.
Okay. You're listening to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurovich. Joining me in the studio, Peg Hanley with Columbus and Franklin County Metro Parks, and Dave Sessler with Columbus Outdoor Pursuits. And that was Scott Carpenter, spokesperson for the Toledo Area Metro Parks and founding board member of the Lake Erie Coastal Ohio Trail, a scenic byway. And Scott has to leave us now. Thank you for being on the show today, Scott.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Our discussion of enjoying summer right here in Central Ohio continues after this break. Back with your calls and emails, 614-292-8513, or email to allsides@wosu.org. This is WOSU 820 NPR News.
Of dads, on the next Fresh Air, actor and director Griffin Dunn talks about his late father, journalist and novelist Dominic Dunn, who became famous for covering the lives and trials of celebrities. Join us.
Fresh Air is coming up today at noon, just about 20 minutes here on WOSU 820 NPR News. Sunshine today with a high of 88. Currently, it's 79 degrees out and fair. If you're planning any outdoor travels, well, stay tuned. We've got 20 more minutes left with All Sides Weekend, and you can enjoy this weekend. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 92, but a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, looking very, very nice. High of 85 with sunshine. Be sure to watch Columbus on the Record on WOSU-TV each week. WOSU News and Public Affairs Director Mike Thompson talks with political analysts and news reporters about the top stories of the week. Tune in for Columbus on the Record Friday nights at 8:30 on WOSU-TV. We've got more All Sides Weekend coming up in just a moment here on WOSU. In the meantime, you can ask a question or make a phone call at 614-292-8513, or you can go to WOSU.org/allsides and check out all of the information there that you're hearing today.
Welcome back to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurovich, and we're talking about summer activities in Central Ohio. 614-292-8513 or emails to allsides@wosu.org. Where is your favorite place to enjoy summer in Ohio, or do you have a question for our panel? And Kenny is on the line. Kenny, what's your comment or question?
Where would you suggest going for backpacking a couple nights?
Dave, do you want to take that? Where is a great place to go backpacking?
For Ohio, the primary places that I'm aware of off the top of my head would be the Zaleski Backpack Trail by Lake Hope and the Shawnee Backpack Trail down in southern Ohio west of Portsmouth. You can do 2 or 3 days there, and each of them easily. I think Shawnee is maybe a little bigger space. Depends how far you want to walk each day. I believe you can find the maps online to plan ahead. And they usually have maps at the trailhead, or you can ask a ranger if they're out at the trailheads.
Okay. Peg, is there anywhere in the metro parks that's good for backpacking?
Not in our system, but if you get down to Dayton, Five Rivers Metro Parks has a backpacking route that they've just put in. So it's our sister park, but it's not affiliated with us, but it's really fantastic. And they also have mountain biking there along with the backpacking.
Okay. Kenny, does that help, or do you have another question?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And, Dave, let's talk – we already talked about backpacking quite a bit with the idea of leave no trace. For people who want to do backpacking excursions with Columbus Outdoor Pursuits, I know you have different leaders, and that's information's all on your website where you can just pick an event and kind of sign up.
Yeah. Being that we're a volunteer-based organization, you know, for the trips that get scheduled, it's a matter of somebody volunteering to lead the trip at least a couple months in advance so it can get into our schedule. But you can also call or email the backpack leader, activity leader, with questions, comments, find out how to get involved if you're an experienced backpacker and want to join our organization, become one of our leaders.
Okay. And along with backpacking, I guess, well, there's also the idea of just hiking, you know, minus the backpack. So.
Yeah, we have a separate hiking group because they're really, from our experience, they're people have different focuses. So. We have hiking leader. We have, you know, sometimes have weeknight hike programs if somebody wants to lead it, you know, weekend hiking. As a part of the hiking group now, we also have a fledgling trail running group.
What does that mean?
Trail running, instead of going on a hiking on a trail, looking to go out and run on a trail.
Okay.
And the focus is kind of to get people to venture beyond just trail running on the Metro Park trails, which are very nice, but to go out on state park trails, state forest trails, where it's single track trail, more hills, more challenging conditions to run in up the hills, down the hills with the rocks and the roots and whatnot, and a little less of a groomed experience.
Oh, wow. I've heard of that before, doing the trail running. That seems like something that's becoming increasingly popular.
Yeah, it's expanding area in the running environment as people are looking for different things, and they're discovering that, you know, hey, we can go out and run on trails, and it's a very different experience than running in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
There are metro parks that do have some nice single track trails. One of my wife's favorite places to run that's relatively close is to go down in Clear Creek and run the trails down there.
Okay. Do you have experience with any trail running in Clear Creeks?
Yes, we do. Clear Creek, and also barefoot hiking at Clear Creek is a popular activity.
Barefoot hiking,
barefoot
really?
Barefoot hiking,
wow.
Yeah. There's a whole group in Central Ohio that are called the Barefoot Hikers, and I'm not a member of it, but they rated Clear Creek and Black Lick as two of the best places to run barefoot and hike barefoot.
Wow. That sounds painful, but I
– especially at Clear Creek because it's very craggy and very steep. But
okay. That's a part of the sport, I guess?
That's a part of the sport, yeah.
Okay. And, Peg, let's talk a little bit about pet-friendly trails in the metro parks. I know that you do have several pet-friendly trails, and I know that's always something that you probably get a lot of questions about, where dogs are allowed, where they're not allowed.
12 of our parks have pet trails. They range from a half-mile chipmunk chatter trail at Inniswood Metro Gardens. There's an actual trail outside, to a four-mile wonderful, wonderful pet-friendly trail at High Banks Metro Park. Each of our naturalists that has a pet trail usually once a month will do a Howl at the Moon hike with your dog. So I think I've talked about that before with you, but it's just a great time.
Well, let's remind our listeners, if they weren't listening last time you were on, about Howl at the Moon hikes. What that is in the evening or at night?
That is in the evening during a full moon. They start a little bit before it gets dark, and then they hike about 2 miles. When the moon is full, everybody joins in a circle, and the dogs help to encourage the people to howl.
Oh.
Turns out the dogs are a little bit more embarrassed because their human friends can't howl quite like them. So, and we often get more dogs than people. So that's what's really cool about these hikes.
People bring multiple dogs.
Multiple dogs, right, multiple dogs.
And you have a dog-friendly beach too, right?
Right, at Prairie Oaks. And that's about a 100-foot deep quarry. I've never seen a dog fight there, which is really cool because the dogs can go off leash, they can swim, wander around. And then I see people, and I do it with my dog, I usually hike her first, get her all tired out, and then take her to the beach, and she's too exhausted to let a big dog intimidate her or go after a little, you know, chihuahua or something. So I just love it there.
So dogs of all sizes are at Prairie Oaks Metro Park?
Right.
And you're listening to All Sides Weekend, 614-292-8513, or email to allsides@wosu.org if you'd like to join the conversation. We have just about 10 minutes left, so 614-292-8513, or email to allsides@wosu.org. And Dave, I wanted to talk to you about the Steve Barber Memorial Tour that you have scheduled for July. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it's a part of the bigger bicycle festival that's being sponsored by Consider Biking. The Steve Barber Memorial Tour is named in memory of Steve Barber, who was tragically killed last year at a sitting waiting at a light while riding out to another bicycle ride.
Mm-hmm.
The event is going to have five different routes to accommodate people of all experience levels and levels of enthusiasm. There's going to be a 10 to 15-mile route for the folks that just want to get out and ride their bike a little bit, pretty much be on bike trails the whole time. And then there are longer rides that will be 50K, 100K, 150K, and 200K, about 120 miles, which will loop out south of Columbus to Circleville and down to Laurelville and back. There'll be all of the events are based out of the McConnell Commons Park in the Arena District.
Mm-hmm.
All the rides will start there and end there. So,
okay.
And all the different loops that go out and back start along the same route and just cut off at different areas. So people are looking to do different distances can at least start with their friends, and then some people turn off sooner than others.
And it is Saturday, July 17th.
Yes.
Right? And it's sponsored by Columbus Outdoor Pursuits and Consider Biking. How do people sign up?
I believe registration for that is primarily through bike shops. They can pick up applications. Mm-hmm. They should be able to go on to the Consider Biking website and also find out more information on registering for the different events for the whole weekend.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about biking in Metro Parks, Peg. What kind of – I know that there's places to bike, but then some places are there places that are just walking trails versus biking trails?
Actually, all of our biking trails people can jog and walk on, but mm-hmm. we have trails that bikes can't be on.
Okay.
So probably if I was going to do a bike trip, I would suggest people go to Three Creeks because that'll get you about 14 miles of biking, and that's down near Groveport. It's a paved surface. Several of our parks have biking, like at the Battelle Darby Creek, where it's a stone, kind of a crushed limestone. So you don't want to have a racing bike or anything like that. But we've got some great places for biking, and most of our trails wind through woods and prairies and that. So you get a good chance to see, you know, whatever wildlife happens to be out there.
Okay. And we have an email we actually have a comment from Kirk on Facebook who says that he loves South Bass and Middle Bass Island area. It's as close to New England as you can get without the drive to New England. So he was just talking about what Scott was talking about before he left the show, Middle Bass Island, trying that out. Are you familiar with that, Peg? Have you been to Middle Bass?
I prefer Middle Bass Island to all of them. Put-in Bay is just, like Scott said, it's a wild party place. Has the longest bar in the United States, so that tells you something if you're going to Put-in Bay. But great winery there. but I'm getting a little older, so I settle for Kelly's Island when I'm up there.
What it, Scott called it, the sister, I forget what he called it now.
The sister of the party girl, I think.
The shy sister of the party girl. So there's a positive comment for Middle Bass Island, which I've never been to. Sounds like a good place to check out. There's a lot of different areas along Lake Erie that are, some are state parks, some are metro park oriented, some are with cities. It's very interesting, the different areas up there.
And I'm surprised Scott didn't put in a plug for Maggie Marsh. That's if you're a birder. That's a real great place up along Lake Erie, more toward the, between the Toledo and the Sandusky area. But that's where a lot of birders head up, especially this time of the year. It's beautiful up there, kind of quiet and right along the lake.
614-292-8513 or emails to allsides@wosu.org, or you can leave a comment on our Facebook page, All Sides with Ann Fisher on Facebook. And we do have a few more minutes left, so 614-292-8513. And Dave, tell us a little bit more about boating. We kind of touched on it really quickly, but we didn't really get that involved in it. I know that what's the next trip that you're leading?
I have, as far as stuff that's in-state, I do have a weeknight paddle coming up in towards the end of July, part of the Wednesday night paddle series. Water levels permitting, we'll be paddling on the Scioto from the Griggs Park area to the downtown, and we'll be carrying around the dam at the Dublin Road Water Plant. When people go boating in Ohio on their own, that is one thing that they need to be aware of, is where the lowhead dams are, where the bridge piers are, so they don't get themselves in trouble. Lowhead dams, it can be look fun. The water goes over a big splashy thing below it. But if you go at a little higher level and watch all the logs and the old tires and stuff bouncing around in it, you can envision that maybe you'll be that one bouncing around in there too, and that's not a good place to be. So be aware of your levels, be aware of where the dams are, and just take out, carry around it, and put back in.
Well, maybe people, if they're not that familiar with boating or haven't been to a certain area, they can go on a leaded boating tour.
Yeah, and you can go on, you know, on one of our activity program boat trips. We also have education programs for whitewater kayaking, recreational kayaking, limited amount of canoeing instruction. Or they can go with a livery on various things. There's also liveries on the Mad River, which is a nice place to go in the summertime. Liveries, where they put in, where they take out, are in areas that you don't have to worry too much about hazards, and they do go down and try to keep the trees cleared out that people could get pinned on. So they manage the risk that you could run into in the water environment.
And even though it's out of state, you said you have a big trip coming up that you're going somewhere that's for a boating tour that's not in Ohio, but where are you going?
Whitewater, we mostly go to Pennsylvania to the Occagany River or the Castleman, or down to West Virginia to a wide variety of rivers from the Cheat up in the north to the New, the Gauley, Bluestone down in southern West Virginia. Flatwater trips, there's a couple of us that lead flatwater multi-day camping canoe trips. I've led one for about the last 20-25 years down to southern Georgia or northern Florida in late February or early March. This year we spent 5 days on the Suwannee River just south of Okefenokee Swamp. Had a very nice time. Very different from paddling in Ohio.
Is it in February and March? Isn't it a little cold? Not that bad.
by the time you get to the end of March, spring is very much in gear down there. The trees are really leafing out. You're missing the earliest wildflowers. A lot of the wintering birds have already flown north, but you're there before the bugs really start to come out. So it's a nice time to go.
Okay.
You're avoiding the bugs, and you're avoiding the big surge of people that come in late May and into the summer season.
I'll trust you on that because I tend to stay indoors in February. And Peg, tell us a little bit about opportunities for fishing in several of the parks. I know that you have places for that.
You can fish at High Banks. You can fish at Battelle Darby Creek, and that's where you'd actually get into the creek and get into the stream and the river. We've got access points where anglers can go down. And then we have a fishing pond called Osprey Lake at Battelle Darby Creek if you don't want to be in the river. And then, of course, Darby Bend Lakes at Prairie Oaks, that's stocked with perch, bluegill, crappie, And at the last Saturday of every month, we have a kind of a fishing nighttime program where we open the park and folks can fish from 8 p.m. till midnight.
Okay.
And then the Osprey Lake, actually, on the weekends, that's open 24 hours a day, so you can fish all night. And sometimes that's the best time to catch the fish is early in the morning when the sun's coming up and it's nice and cool and everything.
And you also have, Dave was talking about the boating and canoeing and kayaking. You do have places in the Columbus and Franklin County Metro Parks where that you can do that, right?
And we have a free program coming up on the 4th of July where we'll provide the canoes for people at Darby Bend Lake. I would really encourage everybody. I was supposed to go canoeing. The Darby is real high, so I'd stay off the water just this weekend.
Yeah, things are a little high right now with the rains we've had.
Yeah, it has been very rainy.
Actually, my wife has a picture from about a week ago when things were high. Somebody had a misadventure in the Sauda, and she had a picture of their canoe wrapped around a bridge pier for the new bike path that's going in.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, when you're in a moving water environment, especially when it's up and really going, you're in a risk environment, and things can happen real quick, and you may or not have the skills to manage the problems you could get into.
Okay, so not right now. Maybe wait for we'll have our drought period. We always do.
If we have a couple days of sunshine, it'll drop down. But Darby was really, really high yesterday, and we didn't attempt to even go on the creek yesterday. So I would stay off this weekend.
Okay. And we do have a couple minutes left. I know, Peg, you wanted to mention the Metro Parks has a tram service. Tell us about the tram service.
We have a 42-passenger tram for those who maybe can't walk the trails, or for those who maybe just want to get on the train, and it goes through different trails and different parks, and it moves each month, so we try to put it at a different park. You get a chance to hear the naturalist point things out from maybe an overhead hummingbird nest to see a deer bounding in the field. Has four seats for people who are handicapped with wheelchairs, so it's wheelchair accessible in that, and those are all free programs.
Okay, so that's a good way to enjoy the parks if you're maybe not as agile as you once were.
Absolutely.
And, Dave, I wanted to ask you about – I saw in your newsletter, I think, that you have family kayaking classes next weekend at Elm Creek.
Yes. Part of our recreational kayak program is oriented towards families and kids. They use sit-on-top-style recreational boats. So, you know, you sit on it. If you tip it over by accident or on purpose, you just fall right off. It's not a big deal.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty fun. We have two different fleets of kayaks, recreational kayaks that we got with grants from ODNR specifically for doing educational programs.
Okay. Well, that's just about all the time we have for All Sides Weekend. I want to say thanks to Peg Hanley with the Metro Parks at www.metroparks.net. Thank you for being here today. And also thank you to Dave Sessler, President of the Board for Columbus Outdoor Pursuits at outdoor-pursuits.org. Thanks for being here. And you've been listening to All Sides Weekend on WOSU 820 NPR News. Thank you to Emma Fett at the controls. This is listener-supported WOSU and WOSU HD 820 Columbus. And streaming on the web at WOSU.org. WOSU 820 NPR News.
Support for WOSU comes from Cleveland State University's Graduate Certificate in Early Childhood Mental Health Counseling, whose students can utilize online courses. Deadline for the fall cohort is August 1st. Details at engagecsuonline.com. Support for WOSU comes from the Sherrington Group Financial Planners and Investment Consultants, providing timely guidance, education, and options to complex issues affecting clients' futures.